Swalwell, Omar exploded Boebert after Colorado conservative rip seach in vicious floor speech. By Paul Bois on November 17, 2021. The ongoing feud between Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, and squad member Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, spilled out from the halls of Congress and onto Twitter on Wednesday as the two traded blows in an all-out character assault. Earlier Wednesday, as the House voted on whether or not to censure Representative Paul Gosar, Oz, for previously retweeting a cartoon video in which he killed Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, with a sword, Boebert took the House floor to jab several Democrats for their past sins. First, she swiped at Ilhan Omar for allegedly marrying her brother and praising terrorists. The Jihad Squad member from Minnesota has paid her husband, and not her brother husband, the other one, over $1 million in campaign funds, exclaimed Boebert. This member is allowed on the Foreign Affairs Committee while praising terrorists. Boebert also took a swipe at Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, for allegedly calling for violence outside of the courthouse during the Derek Chauvin trial over the killing of George Floyd while reserving her harshest critique for Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, and his ties to a Chinese spy. My colleague and three-month presidential candidate from California, who is on the Intelligence Committee, slept with Fang Fang, a Chinese spy, she said. Let me say that again, a member of Congress who receives classified briefings was sleeping with the enemy. Swalwell's alleged relationship with Christina Fang, aka Fang Fang, was first reported by Axios in December of last year, which prompted House Republicans to draft a resolution to remove Swalwell from the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, but the resolution was tabled by the Democrats, according to Fox News. Swalwell fired back on Twitter, "Weird. If I had done anything wrong, the FBI would have raided my house. They didn't, and went as far to issue a statement saying I did nothing wrong. But yesterday they did raid the home of Boebert's campaign manager. They're always projecting." However, Swalwell's retort came nowhere near the amount of venom that Ilhan Omar spewed, accusing Boebert of being married to a pervert, among other unwholesome acts. "Luckily my dad raised me right, otherwise I might have gone to the floor to talk about this insurrectionist who sleeps with a pervert," said Omar. "I'm grateful I was raised to be a decent human and not a deprived person who shamefully defecates and defiles the House of Representatives." Omar was referring to Boebert's husband, Jason, who was arrested in 2004 for public indecency and lewd exposure after exposing his nether regions to two women in a bowling alley. Erica Ann Coombs, who witnessed the incident, described it as follows. "Trish and I were standing at the snack bar, and she came up and looked at my tattoo on my back, and she pulled down her sock and said, 'Look, my is fading.' Then Jason said, 'I have a tattoo on my dick.' Trish and I said, 'Yeah, whatever,' and turned away to ignore him. Then Jason came up behind us and pulled his penis out of his pants. His thumb was covering the head, and all I saw was the shaft. Trish and I turned away and went and told Larry." Stephen Boebert claimed that he stuck his thumb through the fly of his pants as a joke. "I know that wasn't a thumb because thumbs aren't 6 inches long," one of the women said. Omar's reference to defecation likely stems from the report that participants in the Capitol Hill riot on January 6 relieved themselves in the halls of Congress.